Yes, mother in the back, so patient. Mother patience. That's her name. Mother patience.
I can tell you the truth about that. I think we're missing something here that I found is very important in my interactions with the same type of people you're describing. Not a lot, but sometimes. And that is, you know, there are times when I know I can say something to them and they will listen, or they will at least hear. But there are times I know I can't. For one reason or another, I can pray for them.
Yeah, absolutely.
Pray for them when I'm with them and beyond.
Yeah.
And I find that intercessory prayer a lot of times will change their hearts. And even pray that they find Jesus Christ and follow his will for them.
Yeah.
You know, I find that when the next time I see that something is different sometimes.
Yeah.
And that's most I can hope for. And I've got a son I pray for who's apostated from the church.
Yeah. What's the recent Greek elder, St. Porphyrius? I believe he was the one who said, speaking as a parent or two parents, you should pray, or you should talk to God more about your children than you talk to your children about God. Okay, but have we moved so far beyond what you wanted to say
Well, I had a comment and a question.
Good. It doesn't have to connect.
What was to the gentleman?
We're discontinuous.
I think there's two things that have come up that have made me rather uncomfortable. One is making speculative assumptions about people that I've heard a lot this afternoon, that if you're somehow in favor of building a wall, a border wall, or maybe not having open borders or having strict immigration controls, that somehow, you know, you may drive a muscle car or fly the American flag or be filled with hate or not want to meet the eyes of Latinos in your supermarket. I think that, I don't think that's helpful I think that stereotypes people and puts them in a category of being either good or bad or Christian or Orthodox or non-Christian or I might be, pro-choice. You may be anti-choice. I don't necessarily categorize you as a bad person because I may be more in the pro-choice camp, but maybe I'm more border wall. I think that I think it's very dangerous to engage in that. It also worried me when you said stuff along the lines of, like, I'm a white guy, and therefore, you know, don't assume that people make assumptions about you or put you in a particular category because of the color of your skin, because then you've just engaged in a level of racist thinking that you probably are deeply against, I would assume.
Hey, Ellen, forgive me. I'm going to interrupt you simply because I've known Tim since we almost couldn't grow a beard. And so I think perhaps sometimes we say things that we don't communicate well.
Right. Don't assume things about.
No, right, exactly. But I do think.
Don't assume things about people here because of the color of their skin.
No. I think you misunderstood what he said, though. And if you'll allow me to speak on your behalf, he was saying because of the particular social situation there, it's not that he's afraid to look at Latinos, that Latinos are afraid to look at him.
But what I'm saying is there's an assumption made that because people drive a particular car or are patriotic or take a political stance that may be different than you, that therefore that somehow is an anti-Christian or anti-Orthodox or filled with hate.
Okay, but Ellen, what I don't want to do, I don't want to call out individuals. Slow down. Take a breath. And
I'm not upset.
Okay, but what I'm saying, please listen to what I'm about to tell you, okay? May God bless you. You don't have to correct anybody because we're not here to call out individuals today and to make them accountable for statements. We're here to attempt to have a civil conversation.
And I was attempting to do that.
Okay.
I don't think raised my voice or name called or was meant to be derogatory.
Forgive me, but when you single out an individual, that's what I mean by calling out someone. If understanding my terminology, to call someone out is to say, we will now group on this person, and everyone will notice what I'm seeing about this person. I think I don't want to do that here today, okay? And it's okay that you've had the thoughts that you've had, and you're very welcome to address them outside the context.
I'm saying that made me feel badly because I felt like I was being placed in that category with those people and described as someone who was hateful. Those were the words that I heard being used. In fact, I know those were the words being used. And I think that is a hurtful way to see the other side. That is what we're here to prevent. You want to have civil discourse. Calling someone who has a political stance or view that's different than yours hateful or, you know, filled with hate, I think, was the terminology used. I don't want to be viewed, because I may have a political difference, as somebody filled with hate. I think that's just, I take a different stance.
And so what you're saying is that you identified with people.
Yeah, I'm that person who drives the muscle car with the
You
flag.
Do?
Who, yeah. Who,
I missed it. How did
who
that?
Who wants a border wall? And so to describe me, then, as somebody who, those people are the ones who are filled with hate, I don't view myself as filled with hate. I view myself as someone who has a different stance than you on this issue, and I'm no less Christian than you are. And I don't judge you any differently or less Christian as being a less Christian person because of me. And that brought me to the second thing that made me somewhat uncomfortable, and that was your suggestion of political action. And that leads me to, because there is a lot of discord in American political interactions right now, and that leads me to the question to you, which was, how do you engage? How are you viewing people engaging in social action as opposed to living a Christian life and praying and doing things according to your lifestyle, which is very different than going out there and marching for a political cause?
So that's what political action means to you?
I'm not sure. I was going to ask you
okay.
how you view
All right.
political action.
Political action to me does not mean, and I realize that it's one of those words that's laden with specific meanings today. Political action means organizing, creating groups, making billboards and signs, and protesting in the street. That's not what I meant by political action. And if you think about the example that I used of William Wilberforce, he was a man who entered into Parliament and in Parliament labored to change the minds and hearts of British people concerning the issue of slavery.
So you're suggesting
you don't get in the Parliament, though, without street action. You got to get a coalition to vote you in.
So you're suggesting it's just taking a legal stance on
careful.
Careful.
your example, Father, was well taken. If there's a way, you know, you're helping this situation over and over, mm-hmm. the man getting beat up on the street, and uh-huh. there's a way to forward that, it's not happening through some form of political action. I think that kind of explains fairly well what you're talking about. I mean, if there's a way to accomplish that lessening of whatever social injustice is happening.
Here's another example to take it out of what you may, because I didn't say political action, but if you take it out of the context of what people normally think of as politics, forgive me, Mother, there's an organization that I like very much called the Heifer Project.
Oh, yeah.
You may know about it. It's a bunch of farmers that started it. And they had this idea that it's great to give food aid to the hungry, but what if we could teach them animal husbandry and provide them both with the know-how to raise animals and the animals themselves, and then to help them be knit together with others in their community, so that as the animals reproduce, they have to give a certain number of the animals that are born to the animals we give them, to others who then participate in a cooperative to produce food for themselves and to improve the society, their immediate experience. I would consider that to be social action rather than social service. You might say, well, that's parsing it pretty thin. But I do think that, in other words, what that particular organization, the Heifer Project, and others are doing that now too. I think they're at least the first one that I was aware of that did this. Being farmers, they were very practical, and they understood that if you're hungry, the best thing to do is have food. But if you're always dependent on your food coming from another continent, you're really in bad shape. And so if we can help you, so then the next thing is water, right? How many countless people in our world are without access to clean water?
Okay. 2 billion.
Yeah, it's phenomenal. Here I am drinking this stuff, you know. But, you know, so there are organizations that not only take bottled water, but they take over water drilling equipment and drill wells and in some cases give the drilling equipment to a community with the understanding and the requirement that they have to take that and drill wells in other communities. And so once again it's a replication not just of service, but it's a changing the experience and the very causes of hunger, of the need for water. So don't limit yourself to marching in the streets. That's not something I advocate. It's not something I do personally. I'm much too lazy. But I also don't think it's effective. You know, I mean, my entire adult life has been lived in a way quite contrary to that. You know, you know, put not your trust in princes and sons of men. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't expect a lot of change in that way, but I do think that there's a lot we can do to help one another. Anyway, yes, Mother.
I was just saying that the little saying that says, give a man a fish and you feed him for a day. Teach him how to fish and you feed him for a lifetime.
Yeah.
You know, and that applies to anything that we can do to help people.
PETA doesn't like that.
Who? PETA doesn't like that. Well, if it's fish, it's okay. It's just don't eat the rabbits.